you just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile.
Well, of course, that is Asleep at the Wheel with Boogie Back to Texas, and that is what we do every week right here on The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, having just a bit too much fun picking the songs for you, and frankly, they're for me too. So this is the second show of Dylan Covers, and once again, feature some songs, some versions, some artists I just hadn't heard before. That kind of discovery is, well, it's fun for me. And we're going to start off this show with a song, a cover, and an artist that I, well, probably most of you, are most familiar with. And the song comes from Dylan's sixth studio album called Highway 61 Revisited. I always have wondered why Highway 61, why'd he pick that? I found out that Highway 61 runs from Duluth, Minnesota, where Dylan grew up, down to New Orleans. And it was a major transit route for African Americans traveling north to Chicago and St. Louis and other places. And also, by the way, the junction of Highway 61 and Highway 49 in Mississippi is said to be the infamous crossroads where bluesman Robert Johnson allegedly sold his soul to the devil in exchange for talent and fame. So here's Johnny Winter and Highway 61 Revisited.
God said, Abraham, kill me a son. Abe said, man, you must be putting me on. God said, no, and Abe said, what? God said, you can do what you want, Abe, but nah. Next time you see the coming man, you better run. Abe said, where you want this killing done? God said, out on Highway 61. They wouldn't give him no clothes. He asked poor Howard, where can I go? Howard said, man, ain't but one place I know. And Sam said, tell me quick, man, I got to run. Boy, Howard just pointed with his gun and said, that way down Highway 61. King, I got 48 red, white, and blue shoestrings, and 1,000 telephones that will not ring. Tell me, man, where I can get rid of these things. And Louis the King said, wait, let me think for a minute, son. And we said, yes, I believe it can be easily done. Just take everything down the Highway 61. Too white. He said, come here, step into the light. He said, yes, you're right. Wanna tell a second mother this has been done. But then his second mother was with the seventh son, and they were both out on Highway 61. I've never engaged in this type of thing before, but yes, I believe it can be very easily done. Just put some bleachers out in the sun and have it out on Highway 61.
Including the reluctant Texan David Crosby. The song was My Back Pages from their 1967 album Younger Than Yesterday that I confess that I wore out on my little record player at Miami University, Oxford, Ohio, 45056. The song originally appeared on Dylan's 1964 album, Another Side of Bob Dylan, and it's been interpreted as a rejection of Dylan's early personal and political idealism with us and against the 60s folk protest movement. He didn't perform the song live until 1988. The Byrds, however, performed it a lot, and it was probably, I think, their last top 40 hit. Before the Byrds, we heard Johnny Winter and Highway 61 revisited from the remastered release of Johnny's Still Alive and Well album, his fifth studio album released in 1973. Johnny was born in Beaumont, Texas. His brother was quite a musician as well. Johnny released his first record when he was 15, but he caught his first big break when Mike Bloomfield invited him up on stage at the Fillmore East at a concert with Al Kooper, and Johnny blew the crowd away with a song by B.B. King. Representatives from Columbia Records just happened to be in the crowd, and they signed him a few days later to a record deal, and it was a record deal. It was a whole bunch of money. Listen to covers of Bob Dylan songs by Texas musicians on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. So we're going to move from self-reflection to love songs, leading off with a song that, frankly, Dylan didn't like. The song, You Angel You, he said had dummy lyrics, but it appeared on his album Planet Waves, and it was released in January 1974. Here's a new-to-me group, the Alpha Band, and You Angel You.
touched the back of her head and he died. Oh, I wanna be your lover, baby. I wanna be your man. I wanna be your lover, baby. I don't wanna be hers, I wanna be yours. Well, Pedro with her looking glass stretches out upon the grass. She gets all messed up and she faints after she's so obvious and you ain't. Oh, oh, I wanna be your lover, baby. I wanna be your man. I wanna be your lover, baby. I don't wanna be hers, I wanna be yours. I wanna be your lover, baby. I wanna be your man. I wanna be your lover, baby. I don't wanna be hurt.
Yeah, that was Peter Keen with I Want to Be Your Lover, and that came from his album Milton Street. Now, let me just point out a few things here. Peter Keen was born in Cincinnati, as were Terry and I, and he lives in Austin, as did Terry and I. And Milton Street, the title of Peter's album, is just a few blocks away from where Terry and I lived. Lived on Fletcher Street, it's true. We lived on Fletcher Street in South Austin. Peter is a self-proclaimed folk singer and was profoundly influenced by Mississippi John Hurt and Ramblin' Elliott and Dave Van Ronk. He's a librarian, but he still plays the folk circuit in Austin. And before Peter, we heard a band that also was new to me, the Alpha Band, consisting of Thibaut Burdette, who grew up in Fort Worth, Stephen Soles, and David Mansfield. And the cut we heard appeared on their second of three albums, Spark in the Dark. They grew out of Dylan's Rolling Thunder review, but they only lasted 3 years or so, and frankly, it's weird to hear that pop kind of version of a song coming out of T-Bone Burnett, but oh well. T-Bone's a singer-songwriter, and he's best known as a record producer, Oscar winner, and musical director for a bunch of TV shows and movies. You listen to musicians from Texas covering songs by Bob Dylan on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, your island connection. Thanks for listening.
Can't do what we do without our underwriters, like Vashon Market IGA and Vashon Plaza, one block west of the main highway, where you can find everything your family needs, from fresh produce to kids specials, legendary meats, wine, spirits, and movies. Open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
VOV programming support is provided by Island Escrow, Vashon's only independent escrow company providing comprehensive service for all types of real estate transactions since 1979. On the web at islandescrow.net.
Well, tonight we have heard a few new-to-me artists, and other discoveries are just maybe such as an artist you're familiar with singing or playing in one style and all of a sudden comes out in another one. And we might as well have one of those right now. It's a nice little segue, said Jeff to himself. This song was the second track of Dylan's second studio album and then re-recorded as a duet with Johnny Cash on the 1969 album Nashville Skyline. Here is Boz Scaggs with Girl from the North Country.
Well, now, if y'all travel the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderland, remember me to one who lives there. Once was a true love man. And if you go in the snowflake storm, when the rivers freeze and summer ends, please see she has a coat so warm. Keep her from the howling winds. And will you see that her hair is hanging long? It rolls and flows on down her breast. Yes, will you see that her hair's hanging long? That's the way I remember her best. Remembers me at all. Well, many's the time I hope and pray in the darkness of my night, in the brightness of my day. If you're traveling the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love man.
Buckets coming out of my ears, buckets of moonbeams in my hands. You got all the love, honey, baby, I can stand. Strong and slow. I'm taking you with me, honey, baby, when I go. Your smile and your fingertips. I like the way that you move your hips. I like the cool way you look at me. But everything about you is bringing me misery. Thank you. been weak and hard like an oak. I've seen pretty people disappear like smoke. Oh, friends will rise, friends will disappear. But if you want me, honey, baby, I'll be here. Life is sad and life's a bust. All you can do is you do what you must. You do what you must do, and you do it well. I do it for you, honey, baby, can't you tell? I do it for you, honey, baby, can't you tell?
That was the outstanding voice and guitar of Austin-born and raised Danny Schmidt and Buckets of Rain. Will Sexton on bass on that cut, too. Nicely done. I got that from the album Nod to Bob 2 on the occasion of Dylan's 70th birthday. That originally appeared on Dylan's 15th studio album, Blood on the Tracks, released in 1975. That's another one I wore out, this time while living on the East Fork of the Little Miami River outside of Cincinnati, teaching English at Milford Junior High School and Senior High School, also a little bit of future studies. Danny, like Peter Keene, whom we just heard just a few minutes ago, was really influenced by Mississippi John Hurt, as well as fellow Texan Lightnin' Hopkins. Before Danny, we heard Boz Scaggs, raised in Plano, north of Dallas, and classmate and bandmate of Steve Miller in high school and college. I know Boz's music from his R&B days and, yes, his disco days. And this early recording from his debut album, Boz, in 1965, it's kind of a treat to hear that. It's all acoustic, and it was recorded in Sweden and deemed a failure. So 2 years later, Boz left Europe for San Francisco, joined up with his old buddy Steve Miller and Steve's brand new band. And Boz was on the first two albums before he went out on his own. You listen to Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon, where tonight we are spinning covers of Dylan songs by Texas musicians. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, digging through all kinds of archives to find the tunes for you and for me. So here comes another artist that I wouldn't have guessed would cover a Dylan song. The song is It's All Right, Ma, that came from Dylan's 1965 album, Bringing It All Back Home. And it's got some of Dylan's probably most memorable lines. It's also a song that he played often in concerts, and I recall he played it on the 1974 tour when I saw him in Bloomington, Indiana in February of that year. And historically, remember 1974, February, this is, maybe you don't remember it, but just a little history lesson here. This is after a special prosecutor has been appointed to investigate Watergate that ultimately brought down Richard Nixon. So when Dylan sang for this song, even the President of the United States sometimes must have to stand naked. The house went nuts. Here's Billy Preston. It's All Right, Ma.
Darkness at the break of noon shatters even the silver spoon. A handmade blade, the child's balloon, eclipses both the sun and moon. To understand, you know too soon, there is no sense in trying. Advertising signs, they con you into thinking you're the one that can do what's never been done, that can win what's never been won. Meantime, life outside goes on all around you. Ooh, ooh.
victory, some downfall. Private reasons, great or small, can be seen in the eyes of those that call to make all that should be killed to crawl, while others say don't hate nothing at all except hatred. No. Temptation pages flies out the door. You follow, find yourself at war. Watch waterfalls of pity roar. You feel the moan, but unlike before, you discover you just be one more. One more person crying. Words work like bullets bark, while human gods aim for their marks. They make everything from toy guns that spark to flush-colored Christ that glow in the dark. It's easy to see without looking too far. Not much is really sacred no more, no more. Of evil fates, teachers teach that knowledge waits can lead to hunger, dollar plates, for goodness hides behind its gates. But even the president of the United States sometimes must have to stand naked. It's all right, Ma.
It's all right,
Mama. I'm gonna try.
Staying here with you.
That was Esther Phillips with Tonight I'll Be Staying Here With You from her Brand New Day album, a compilation of her recordings from 1962 through 1970. Esther was born in Galveston, and after her parents' divorce, she split time between her father in Houston and her mom in the Watts area of L.A. She won an amateur talent contest at a local blues club that happened to be owned by Johnny Otis when she was just 14. So Johnny added her to his travel and review at age 14. She recorded with Johnny for a while, and then she went out on her own. But she didn't have much success. She acquired a dependence on heroin as well. She had a comeback, but she died at age 48 of liver and kidney failure from her drug use. And the original I'll Be Staying Here With You came from Nashville Skyline. It was the closing song of the album and was written over two nights in in the Ramada Inn where Dylan was staying while they were recording the album. Before Esther, we heard Houston-born Billy Preston and It's All Right, Ma. Boy, I wouldn't think he would record that song, but he did. It came from his 1973 album, Everybody Likes Some Kind of Music, and he does on that album a little jazzy tune, a show tune, a straight-out gospel tune, a country song. It's kind of weird, frankly, but it's got some good cuts on it, I think. You listen to songs written by Bob Dylan and covered by various Texas musicians on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. Thanks for listening.
VOV programming support is provided by Pandora's Box, Vashon Island's provider of quality pet foods at competitive prices. With over 100 years of combined knowledge and experience in pet care and pet nutrition, you'll find Pandora's Box on Vashon Highway, north of the main intersection.
This portion of VOV programming is brought to you by Minglement, Vashon Island's natural marketplace for the conscious consumer, where owners, staff, and customers alike embrace the importance of natural, organic, and non-GMO food and products, along with supplements, tinctures, gifts, bulk teas, spices, and herbs. Find them at Center, where the town of Vashon originated.
We know, in that last set, we heard Billy Preston covering Dylan, and sometimes something I wouldn't have imagined, as I said, and we're going to hear another one I wouldn't have imagined, a cut from Dylan's album Desire, released in January of 1976, an album that is full of story songs. Here's Robert Plant and One More Cup of Coffee.
Your breath is sweet, your eyes are like two jewels in the sky. Your back is straight, your hair is smooth on the pillow where you lie. I don't sense affection, no gratitude or love. Your loyalty is not to me, but to the stars above. One more cup of coffee for you. Learn to read or write, there's no books above.
on your shelf.
Your pleasure knows no limits. Your price is like a bar. But your heart is like an ocean, mysterious and dark.
One more cup of coffee for the road. One more cup of coffee for a go. Of coffee for a room to the valley below. Oh, to the valley below.
Come true, may you always do for others that others do for you. May you build a ladder to the stars, climb on every rung, may you stay forever. Always be swift. May you have a strong foundation when the winds of changes shift. And may you always be courageous. Stand upright and be strong. May you stay forever young.
Stay.
That was Stoney LaRue with Forever Young from his 2005 release, The Red Dirt Album. Stoney was born in Taft, Texas, which bills itself as the friendliest cotton picking town in Texas. It's down in southeast Texas, where they have not only cotton, but they got a lot of oil and gas. Stoney was raised in Oklahoma and heavily influenced by Woody Guthrie and the Red Dirt music scene around there. And just like another artist we played quite a few times on Boogie Back, Jimmy LaFave. Forever Young was on Dylan's Planet Waves album, and it actually had both a slow and a fast version on that album. It was written as a lullaby for his oldest son, Jesse. Before Stoney, we heard part-time Austin resident Robert Plant with One More Cup of Coffee. It came from his Dreamland album, came out in 2002, an album on which Robert covered a variety of songs with a really a fine band, especially on this cut. Justin Adams was on Darpuka, which is a kind of a goblet-shaped drum, and he also played the Gimbri, a three-stringed bass lute, and a little guitar as well. Listen, we'll get back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, picking some, spinning some tunes from Texas musicians covering songs by Bob Dylan. Thanks for listening. So we're going to head toward the door of Boogie Back with a little blues and a song from Dylan's classic double album Blonde on Blonde from 1966, an album that critics say was the culmination of Dylan's electric rock and roll period. And on this album, Robbie Robertson plays guitar, and other members of what was to become the band play on that one as well. And the lyrics to the songs are some of the most inventive and surreal and bizarre and witty that Dylan has written. And here's what would become also the B-side of Rainy Day Women number 12 and number 35, a song called Pledging My Time, and it is covered by Duke Robillard.
Late at night, I got a poison headache, but I feel alright. I'm pledging my time to you, hoping you come through too. Well, the hobo jumped up, he came down naturally. After he stole my baby, then he wanted to steal me. I'm pledging my time to you, hoping you'll come through too. Won't you come with me, baby? I'll take you where you want to go. And if it don't work out, you'll be the first to know. I'm pledging my time to you, hoping you come through too. So stuffy,
I can hardly breathe. Everybody's gone but me and you, and I can't be the last to leave. I'm pledging my time to you, hoping you come through too. Well, they sent for the ambulance, and one was sent. Some joker got lucky, but it was an accident. I'm pledging my time to you, hoping you come through too. Yeah, baby.
Pledging My Time, covered by Duke Robillard on the album Blues on Blonde, came out in 2003. It was anchored by the Double Trouble Rhythm Section, who also backed Stevie Ray Vaughan, Tommy Shannon on bass, and Chris Layton on drums, and featured a variety of artists in the lead. Duke was a founding member of Room Full of Blues, and he replaced Jimmy Vaughan in the Fabulous Thunderbirds in 1989 through 1963. We saw him play in Austin live. He spent considerable time back then. You are listening to songs by Bob Dylan, covered by Texas musicians here on Boogie Back to Texas, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. We're going to go out the door with a version of It Takes a Lot to Laugh, Takes a Train to Cry, from Highway 61. Tracy Nelson, she of the Mother Earth Band in San Francisco during the Grateful Dead and the Jefferson Starship time, and later she moved to Nashville. We had a chance to hear her live with Marcia Ball and Irma Thomas, and because they were out with their album Sing It. And she's also on Austin City Limits around that time. Here's Tracy Nelson, and It Takes a Lot to Laugh, Takes a Train to Cry.